Donegal, we estimate at around the 200 mark. Like, yeah, another 40 or 50 have been caught up in it in Northern Ireland, but we reckon the vast majority has been around Donegal. And the reason for that is the guy behind the scam was actually a businessman operating out of Donegal, and he got two agents to basically put the word out about the scheme, and that a lot of people locally have been caught up in it all across the county.
And how much money is estimated to have been lost?
We were estimating between 10 and 20 million euro across Donegal and the northwest in general. Now, the Financial Services Authority in Northern Ireland have actually frozen £6.8 so far. Now, a lot of money has been frozen in the south as well. We just don't know exactly how much. The actual varying estimates from certain individuals, it varies from 20, 30,000 euros right up to what we heard yesterday was 1.4 million euro that was invested by a North Donegal businessman, and all that money has been caught up now.
So there was a lot of money invested in this. What were the first signs here in the county that there were irregularities in this scheme?
Well, basically what happened is that these people, to just go back and tell you what a Ponzi scheme is, these people were told that if they put a substantial or an amount of money into a scheme, they would get a 40% return over 6 weeks. Now, it seems unbelievable, those figures, but that's what they were told. And initially, they did get that return. Now, then they were told they could reinvest again and they would get the same figure again. So people were getting, you know, they thought this is a good scheme, there's no problem with it, we'll invest again. And they did, and they did. But on the fourth occasion, they invested money, and that still has not been returned yet. And that was about 4 months ago now.
So the people investing here were taking a huge gamble. Will they ever see this money again?
Well, a lot of the money has been frozen. The only money they are likely to see, if at all, is some of the money that they invested, i.e. the money that has been frozen in accounts in Germany, Estonia and Northern Ireland. That's where the money has all been frozen. It's across police lines. Several investigations are ongoing into it at the moment. It's just a bit of a grey area whether people will get their money back. Hopefully they will get some of it back, but no way will they get the profits that they were hoping they would get back.
And you've been looking into this scheme. Do we know who's behind it?
We do know who's behind it. He's a businessman. He's a foreign national businessman. We can say no more than that at the moment because obviously there's a live Garda and police investigation going on to it. This man had got a number of legitimate businesses across Donegal, which he is not operating anymore. We're not sure whether he's in the county or not. He does come in and out of the county at the moment, but we're told he may be in Estonia or maybe in Germany. But his identity is known to the investors.